Now notice, verse 13, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, that is, they hadn't been to a theological seminary, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Now, they noted that these men had been with Jesus. It's well to have a life that somehow or another calls attention to Jesus. Verse 14, and beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But were they moved? Oh, no, they weren't moved at all. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, now this is their conference. What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. Even the Sadducees in that day could not deny that a miracle had been performed. You see, you've got to be a liberal living in the 20th century, removed from there several thousand miles, before you can deny miracles. If you'd been back in that day, Mr. Liberal, you'd been hard put to it. The liberals in that day said, we cannot deny it. It's taken place. Now, somebody says, if I could see one, I'd believe. No, you wouldn't. This crowd didn't. You got the same kind of human nature. The problem is not in your mind, as we've said before. The problem is in your will and your heart. It's the heart that is desperately wicked. It's not the want of facts. It's the condition of the human heart. Now, verse 17. Now they're plotting. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. Now notice Simon Peter's answer to that, by the way. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye, for we cannot but speak the things which we've seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was about 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was showed. Now you would think that these men, the Sanhedrin, would be softened themselves by this. But they were not. They were hard as nails. Their hearts are hard.